Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, we air results from our crowdsourcing project in which you submitted the cost of your mammograms. We conclude our series with New York Times Obits editor Bill McDonald and a new survey on the state of adult friendships in America today, including the question, what's the most extreme thing you've ever done for a friend or asked a friend to do for you? And we'll hear some surprising differences in friendships between conservatives and liberals, as reported by people themselves. And all that beginning in 1 minute. But just want to get this last hour of the membership drive during the Brian Lehrer Show going here by thanking everybody who supported us so far this year. And our spring membership drive ends today. And we also have this 2-for-1 matching period in effect, something that's an incredible opportunity to end the drive with a lot of money coming in to help us run the radio station, pay the regular bills, and develop new innovative programming. And that is our members 2-for-1 match. That is members like hopefully you who've agreed to add some money on top of their regular memberships to create a matching fund. And that matching fund is being used this hour to encourage you to support WNYC with a 2-for-1 match. In other words, whatever you pledge, twice that much will be added to our coffers in addition. But you have to pledge in order for us to get that money. So if you pledge $100 right now on this last day of the drive, we will get an additional $200 from this member matching fund. So thanks to all our members who contributed to the fund, enticing us, teasing us with extra money to run the station. And what it is they want to see that we have meaning out there in the community to people in addition to themselves. So if we have enough meaning to you to support WNYC, to keep not-for-profit, independent public radio alive and viable in the New York metro area, please support us right now and we'll get triple what you pledge. Pledge $100, we'll get a total of $300 because of this 2-for-1 match in effect this hour. 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. Thank you all so much for considering it. But it's the last day, so the time for considering it, we hope, is over, and the time for doing it is right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we'll talk about some results now from our Brian Lehrer Show crowdsourcing project on healthcare pricing. About 400 of you, I think the exact number is 395, used the form on our website to report on your routine screening mammograms, telling us what you were charged and what kind of negotiated rate your health insurance company was charged. Let's look at the results. This project is a partnership with clearhealthcosts.com. So with me now to discuss the results is Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of clearhealthcosts.com. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And to remind all of you, our previous project on the price of birth control pills was for women without health insurance. This was primarily for women who do have health insurance to report the numbers from their insurance statements that show what you paid out of pocket and what kind of discounted rate your insurance companies got from the providers. So, Jeannie, you're the expert here. What's the headline?
The headline is the numbers are all over the map. We heard people who were charged prices from anywhere from $100 to $2,300.
Yikes.
And we heard reimbursement rates of anywhere from about 50 all the way up to probably 1,100 was the highest.
We chose this in part because we expected a fairly narrow range of results for a pretty standard procedure, a routine screening mammogram. Were you surprised by the range of prices that people reported?
I was surprised, actually. We did have a lot of people who contributed things that were not particularly routine screening mammograms. But their experience of having a routine screening mammogram that turned into something more complicated, we thought was also really interesting.
What did you learn there, for example?
Well, we heard from a lot of people who had to go back and have a second mammogram for which they were charged full freight, which was quite interesting.
When you say full freight, do you mean that the insurance didn't cover it at all?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, if somebody's if a doctor finds something on a routine mammogram and says, oh, we have to take another look, we have to take a closer look, well, that's a medical diagnosis, right, or in the process of diagnosis. And why wouldn't that be covered as a matter of course?
As you might suspect, it's complicated. It's a state-by-state regulation in some cases. Connecticut, for example, I believe covers an ultrasound for dense breast tissue by law. But New York does not.
I think New York just passed a similar law.
You're right, actually. I think they did.
So now we did a segment on that when it was in the legislature, and then it did pass. So looking at the spreadsheet over of our WNYC data news team and what they produced, $500 seemed to be the most commonly reported price, with about 100 people reporting about that charge. But there were another 100 or so paying half that much or even zero. There were dozens more people paying $800 or more according to what they reported. So there's a distribution of this range that seemed to center around $500 with a few hundred dollars either way.
Right. We also did hear from people who are uninsured who wanted to tell us that they were cheerful and happy to negotiate a price, handling, if you will, over their mammograms and getting a pretty good price, actually, considering.
And that, I think, is one of the big healthcare stories of our time. Your group and some other folks are lifting the veil on what these providers charge the insurance companies. And people who get charged the retail rate, the undiscounted rate, because they're uninsured, I mean, what a rip. You know, if you're an uninsured person, you should probably get charged less than Aetna or somebody.
Right.
So at least people know now more information about what the negotiated insurance company rates are and can go in and say, oh, I see on clearhealthcost.com and WNYC.org that, you know, people with Cigna were paying X dollars. Will you give me that rate?
Right, exactly. We also heard from people who actually actively went in and searched for prices by saying that they were not insured and that they wanted to, even though they were insured, they would like to have the uninsured or cash rate.
Why?
Because it's lower.
Lower?
Lower.
Out of pocket?
Yes.
Lower? Now,
yes.
I know we talked about this for some outlying cases with birth control pills. Mammograms, too?
Yes. Mammograms, too.
It's astounding. Crunching the data, you noticed a category you called do-over mammograms and their costs. Is that the same thing we talked about before, the further diagnostic, or is that something else?
There is, yes, the do-over mammogram. We heard from a number of people who had a mammogram and left and then were called back, either because the technician saw something, they wanted to see something closer, or the mammogram hadn't been read the day that they were there. And then we heard from people who said, well, I'd had that experience before, and I've chosen to not deal with that provider anymore because if I had to leave and come back and get charged the full freight, I felt that I was being gouged.
One of your commenters said, it's like a restaurant that burns your meal and then charges you a second time to replace it.
Right, exactly.
In some of those cases. How about the insurance company range of prices? It's one thing to look at individuals and what they are charged out of pocket, just going to a pharmacy for birth control pills, as we did in part one, or going to a doctor for a mammogram. The insurance companies, with all their clout, how much variability was there in the rates that they were able to negotiate?
There's a great deal of variability. I think it's because those negotiations between the payers and providers take place behind closed doors. And it depends on how much power the provider has in the marketplace.
What are some of the numbers? Do you remember?
$1,100 as a payment, as a negotiated rate for a routine mammogram.
That was an average?
There was one big teaching hospital here in New York that consistently seem to be getting extremely high reimbursement rates.
Uh-huh. Now, there's one hospital group in New Jersey, the Bayonne Medical Center, Hoboken University Medical Center, and Christ Hospital in Jersey City, that was singled out in a recent New York Times article as one of the most expensive hospital groups in the country for various hospital stays and procedures. And it says that they've gone to an out-of-network strategy to produce more revenue. Did we get results reported from any of those institutions? And this is not, you know, I'm sure we don't have a big enough sample to scientifically prove anything, but did we get any results from those that might tend to confirm or refute that Time story?
We did get a couple, and they were actually quite interesting. One of them was a do-over. Not up to me to say whether that do-over was medically justified or not, but it's quite interesting to see that Bayonne story juxtaposed with one of these do-over mammograms.
Also at a relatively high price.
Yes.
In the range that our listeners were reporting.
Yes.
So not much of a sample and self-reported, but maybe one indication of something over there that might tend to confirm the Time story. I know that one of your standard pieces of advice is for people to always ask what things cost. Do you think people are reluctant to do that when we're patients?
I think we are, yes. I think we're universally reluctant to ask. But that has to change.
And folks, we have resources on our webpage and certainly at clearhealthcost.com, pricing information, how to talk to your doctors about mammograms, how to decide whether you should get one or not, since that's a separate issue, how to get your free mammograms under Obamacare. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. And what about that Obamacare issue? One of the common comments and questions that people sent in with their prices was, where's my free mammogram under Obamacare? Isn't that supposed to make them all free if we have health insurance?
Right. So what we learned were that many of these people reported prices of mammograms that took place as the law is coming into effect. So some of them predated. Also, insurance plans that are grandfathered under the Obamacare law do not actually have to cover mammograms yet, but by January 1st, 2014, I believe they will all be covered.
If people got free screening mammograms, but something showed up that the doctors want to take a closer look at, those second looks, then that's not free under Obamacare, right?
That there's a wide range of interpretation on that. What we found was that a lot of the people who reported said all mammograms are covered by my company, by my insurance company. And others said the second one or the diagnostic one was not covered.
So what do you do next with this data?
We're analyzing and looking at patterns and interpreting what people told us and learning as much as we possibly can. We're also posting a series of blog posts on our site. We'd love everybody to come over and take a look at what we learned and share in this incredibly interesting collection of data. And thank you so very much to all of your listeners who contributed.
And this has really been an interesting collaboration. And, you know, we'll see what other kinds of medical pricing things we might work on together. Does this fit in, just before you go in our last minute, does this fit in to a larger picture that you're painting at Clear Health Costs of how we pay for healthcare?
Yes, I think it does. Interestingly, when we chose to do mammograms, you'll remember I said it was routine and that there wasn't going to be very much of a range. We found a vast range. And if in this one specific, fairly routine corner of the healthcare marketplace there's this kind of range, imagine what it looks like in the rest of the healthcare marketplace.
Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of ClearHealthCosts.com. Thank you for your work. This was great to partner with you on this.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And listeners, again, you can see the chart with the data from the nearly 400 submissions that came from you with information from your mammogram bills and insurance statements. See that data visualization and links to Clear Health Costs and other information. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come. Stay with us.